This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Carl Moeller. He's the president of Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations worldwide serving the persecuted Christian church. His organization and many others have been increasingly concerned about the crackdown specifically on Christians in places where there's been changes in government or political upheaval, specifically Iraq in the years since the U.S.-led takeover there, as well as very recently in Egypt since President Mubarak has been ousted. He was also part of a major conference in the Chicago area this past weekend looking at the plight of Christians in these areas that are seeing a whole lot of political turbulence. And Dr. Moeller, it's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, it's great to be with you again, Greg.
Let's start in Egypt, since that's the more recent story, although I think the situation is probably a little more alarming in Iraq. Just last week, we saw, I believe, at least 13 Coptic Christians killed and many, many others wounded in an attack that not only was perpetrated by folks who were very intolerant Muslims, but also even assisted, or at least government military forces looking the other way. What do we know about what's trending there?
Yeah, that's one of the most chilling developments in the last several weeks since the overthrow of Mubarak in Egypt. And as you said, there are linkages certainly between the violence in Iraq over the last several years and what's taking place in parts of the Middle East right now, particularly when it relates to the persecution of Christians. I've been interested in pursuing this and understanding it. It really is actually a religicide, if you will. Systematic, intentional efforts on the parts of extremists to eliminate Christians as a religion from the region. And while they may be willing to deny that in public, their strategies are undeniable. And they've been actually, in parts of the Middle East, calling for the total elimination of Christians. I mean, what's most chilling about that is, as we said about in Egypt, this recent destruction of churches in the suburbs of Cairo have been illustrated by, you know, even mobs that have been witnessed by the military and the police forces as those mobs descend on the Christian communities and destroy the churches there. One of the clerics in the most recent violence against Christians in Cairo was quoted as saying, "Kill all the Christians," as one of the chants as they marched against the Christians there, with the government military forces watching as they descended on the churches. It really is a chilling turn to what's been taking place in Egypt.
A couple of follow-ups on that, Dr. Moeller. First of all, it seemed like when the political protests were going on against Mubarak, any minor news item got great coverage. But now that that has kind of passed us because Mubarak has stepped down, we don't hear nearly as much about the type of violence you just described. Why do you think that is?
Well, this was one of our concerns all through this process, is that the movement towards democracy, as good as it is, and the energy and the positive spirit that permeated the early days of that protest, was very acceptable to Western media. It was something to be celebrated and participate in. The confusion of American media when it comes to religiously motivated violence like this that follows up from that good feeling on democracy is evident in the fact that they don't cover stories that don't fit their script. And one of the scripts that the Western media was portraying during the uprising was that this was a pure movement of humanitarian efforts to produce more freedom and democracy. That certainly was present in the situation, but we all know that revolutions are often won after the first violence takes place, and the undeniable reality is that the extremists the Islamic extremists in Egypt are far more highly organized, far more committed to long-term struggle than the enthusiastic student-led democracy advocates in that country. And so there's a very real trend after the media is done for them to not publicize these violent outbursts from the extremists. And unfortunately, that's probably going to continue until something takes place that makes even more dramatic moves like the establishment of an extremist government in Egypt.
Dr. Moeller, we reported on a poll released right around the same time as the Egypt Revolution. It's one that you cited at this conference over this past weekend because the conventional wisdom out there is that democracy will bring greater religious tolerance. But this survey, I believe, from the Pew Company, a very different attitude among many of the Egyptian people who want much more severe penalties, including penalties for those who simply aren't Muslim. So what could we be seeing if, in fact, these numbers are even remotely correct?
That's really important for people to understand is that the Pew Research Foundation did a study last year that indicated in a country like Egypt that there's over an 80% support for severe Sharia law penalties for anyone who converts from Islam to Christianity, for example. Over 80% of the country there support the idea that converts from Islam to Christianity should be publicly executed. I mean, imagine that for a moment. Other indications of this this popular support are that, you know, 70%+ would advocate cutting off of hands for those who are caught stealing, or over again 80% supporting a stoning of someone caught in adultery in public. I mean, those kinds of things are absolutely barbaric, and yet are almost willing naivete in the West to believe that we can turn democracy over without institutional support to this sort of society. What kind of democracy would we have? I think that there's a very real possibility that the government or the government representatives that would be elected in such a democracy would share these viewpoints, and that would be a horrible development for the 12 to 15 million Christians, Coptic and evangelical, in that country.
A couple minutes left with Dr. Carl Moeller of Open Doors USA, and let's move on to Iraq now, because the situation there has been dire for Christians for some time now. The numbers from pre-war in Iraq compared to now are down significantly. I'm sure you have more specific numbers on that. One of the things that was mentioned at this conference is that the United States should have done something to protect religious minorities and still can. What should we do?
Well, first of all, we need to remember that that our participation in Iraq is not over and shouldn't be over as a nation, and that we need to remember that this community of Christians exists in this country. By all accounts, most of our policies regarding Iraq are blind to the fact that the Christian community, the historic Christian community there, is literally facing extinction and needs protection. The candid reality is Christians have been targeted there for several reasons. One is there's a sectarian conflict going on between Sunni and Shia, have been for years, but with the removal of Saddam Hussein, those forces have been unleashed in Iraqi society. But secondly, that Christians have been identified by extremists on both sides, Sunni and Shia, with the American force occupation. So it's true that our presence there has brought about greater conflict for the Christian church. So we have a greater obligation to extend our protection, either through the Iraqi government or directly, to the Christians in that country. And unfortunately, because they are a marginalized political minority, there's not a lot of support in our current government to do that, and Christians are just getting beaten up on a regular basis, literally killed, and facing what we're calling religicide, because it's truly a systematic extermination attempt to remove Christians from Iraq.
What is Open Doors USA doing to assist, and how can our listeners assist you in doing that?
Well, first of all, we have numerous ways that people can raise their voice here in America. Our website at opendoorsusa.org has a call for two things that people can do. One is to encourage their congressman to sign on to a letter supporting Iraqi Christians from our Congress to the U.S. government and to the Iraqi government. That's number one. Number two, they can also help us call for the establishment of a special envoy for religious liberty in the Middle East that would work directly from our State Department and executive branch. Now, that's a very important move, too, because this administration has appointed many special envoys around the world, but has not done so for the Christian community that is facing such an incredible peril right now. So those are two things that people can do. They can also help us provide for the relief of Christian refugees internally and externally from Iraq. And we have relief packs available for people to provide for the hundreds of thousands of Christians, Iraqi Christians, who are displaced right now.
Dr. Moeller, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time.
Well, thank you, Greg. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. And again, you can assist again by going to the website at opendoorsusa.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.